Accession number 23193, real one.
Joyce Bowles, tape number one. Where were you born?
Chiswick, London, West 4.
When?
When? Mm-hmm. Oh, 22nd of March 1920.
Where did you go to school?
Kent, Folkestone.
Which school did you go to?
I was a day boarder, day pupil at a boarding school. Kent College. It's not there anymore.
Did you enjoy that?
Not really. No, because we were looked down on because we were day pupils.
Why did your parents send you to a boarding school?
Well,
day school.
It was a nice school, good school.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, two brothers and one sister and a half-brother, yeah.
Did they all go to the same school?
My sister did.
Yeah. Was she older than you?
Yes, yeah, 6 years.
And how long did you stay at school?
Till I was 15, 1935.
And what did you do on leaving school?
I went to a technical school, very good one, and learnt business and shorthand typing, business for and all commercial, geography, etc. Everything to do with commerce.
What sort of job did you go into?
Into an accounts office in a motor sales office on the tills and all sorts. I took all jobs, and in the end I was there for 2 years, and I was trained in all the jobs, the mechanical typewriting, the accounting, and did a typewriting, shorthand.
And was this in Chiswick where you were born?
No, this was in Folkestone.
Is that where your family home was?
Yes.
And when you, how long did you stay in that job?
2.5 years.
How old were you then?
19 and a half. I joined the civil service. I wanted to go to London like all young people, see what the city was like.
Where did you stay?
I had a bedsit in one of my father's houses. He had quite a lot of letting property in Chiswick.
So you looked after yourself?
Yes.
Were there happy days?
Not all that much. I had a boyfriend who I'd met in Folkestone, and he did come to London. That was one of the reasons for coming to London. But unfortunately, the war broke out, and 4 days later, he was out of a job and had joined the Air Force. In September 1939.
So how did that relationship develop?
We were married 3rd of September 1940, and he was a wireless operator in a Wellington bomber, but unfortunately he was reported missing. And it was confirmed later that he was had been killed in action. So I was a widow in 7 months after my marriage.
Which was what date?
My marriage?
No, when you were widowed.
Oh, the 27th of April, 41.
So you were still working in London at this time?
Yes.
Yes. How did this affect you?
Well, we had the bombing in 1940, and we used to go to the work just the same. And
there was a heavy bombing in London while you were working there?
Yes, yes. Yes. I worked in Westminster, and we bombed all over, really. But of course, the West End was the East End was the worst.
Did you have to go to the shelters during your work time?
No, we had no shelters. Not in work time. We just had to lie on the floor.
Hope for the best.
Yes.
Just to go back slightly, where were you when the war was declared?
I was in London.
What was your reaction to that?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't know much about it. You know, not being 19, you don't take much notice of politics.
Did you have any preconception as to what would happen?
No. None whatsoever.
So, when did you decide to enlist?
I enlisted in October 1941 as a wireless operator.
In the RAF?
In the WAF, yes.
And what made you join the WAF?
Because my husband had been in the Air Force. My brother was in the Air Force.
And your other brothers?
No, they were in the army.
And your sister?
No, she was married.
So where did you join up?
In Hounslow. Did I say Hounslow?
In Hounslow, yeah.
I think so. Is that right? No, Uxbridge.
Uxbridge, is it?
Yes.
And?
Kitting out and signing in.
And what sort of kit did you have?
Oh, uniform and a beret. So we're short of caps. And then we were sent to Morecambe for basic training. How to parade, how to salute, how to march. We were billeted in a bed and breakfast, small bed and breakfast hotel. The people were very kind to us, about 14 of us. And one of my remembrances is doing PT on the end of Morecambe Pier in the WAF shirt and navy blue knickers, and I've never felt so cold in all my life. I think they were trying to exterminate us.
But you survived that.
Oh, yes.
And what was the food like?
Oh, not too bad at all. Yeah.
And did you have strict disciplinarians in your training? Officers?
Yes, yes. Yes.
What did you think of them?
Oh, they weren't too bad.
They were fair?
Yes, they were fair, yes.
And the other girls that you were with, did you make some good friends with them?
Yes, I did. Yes, one very close friend whom I kept in touch with for several years, after the war as well. Yeah.
What was she called?
Ina.
Did she come from a similar sort of background from you?
Yes, yes.
Did you have kit inspections?
Oh, yes.
What did that entail?
Ooh. When we were in camps, we had to have the blankets folded in a certain way and all the kit laid out completely on the bed. Everything had to be exact. Buttons polished, shoes very bright, everything very neat and tidy. And the officers were very careful to see that everybody was neat and tidy.
Did you have female officers?
Yes, for the Air Force, WAF.
And
Yeah.
And what were your reactions to the army lifestyle? The lack of privacy?
Well, I quite enjoyed it, actually.
Did you have to do guard duties? Or?
No.
And did you have any time for recreation?
Yes, dancing. And putting on a little, trying to put on a little shows for you. Little dramatic shows and things. And
did you have much opportunity to mix with the RAF men?
Yes, yeah, at the dances, and of course we worked with them as well. Yeah.
And what other training did you do when you were there?
And apart from procedures on how to learning the signalling, that was about it. Yeah.
So from Morecambe, where did you go next? Where did you go after Morecambe?
We went to Chiswick for Morse training,
radio school. What sort of training?
Procedure and very good Morse sending. Very good school that was.
Is this an area that you'd chosen to go into yourself?
No.
The Morse?
No, we were instructed to go there.
And what speed did you get?
I can't say. But the rhythm was more important than speed. Rhythm.
How long did this training last?
About 4 months. And then I was posted to Plymouth.
And what date would that be? Approximately.
1942, about May time.
Was this during the Plymouth Blitz? Was that during the Plymouth Blitz?
Oh, the year after. Plymouth was an awful mess. We were stationed in a little hotel up at, not far from, what's that place called? Camp. Mutley Plain. Yeah.
And were the local people, what was the morale of the local people of Plymouth?
Very good indeed, yes. Excellent. They're very kind to us.
And what unit were you in at that time?
19th group.
And what were their responsibilities?
Let me see, Trent. Coastal Command. Yeah.
And what did they do, Coastal Command?
Where they were listening for anything in the channel there, Plymouth.
And you used your radars?
I was listened on to the distress signals and things like that, but I was only a junior then, and of course the men were in command.
How did you feel about that?
Well, not very happy, because they really resented us a bit, the airmen, because we were taking their jobs, you see.
And how did that manifest itself?
Well, I was posted to Stanmore in Middlesex, Samoa Balloon Command, and quite happy there.
And what date was that?
Put it off. Yes, it was January 43 when I went to Balloon Command. I was then a wireless operator trained, and we used to instruct the stations when to put the balloons up when we had the air raids.
And what sort of pay were you receiving at that time?
Oh, not very much. I can't remember, to tell you the truth.
Same as the men?
No, it was only 2/3 of the men's, actually.
Did you have the same responsibility as the men?
Yes, apart from guard duties, yes.
And what sort of building were you working in, and who were you working with?
We were in a...
Were you on an airfield?
Large No. We were in Samoa Park in a large building, billeted in a large building. Like a collection of Nissen huts, to tell you the truth. No, it wasn't Nissen huts, it was some RAF huts. RAF huts.
How many of you worked together?
Oh, there must have been about 20 or 30 in the headquarters there. Very happy there.
Was there much chance for recreation being back in London again?
Well, I remember doing the Congo right round the corridors, Christmas Day. All of us in a line, very happy.
Did you have nice officers?
Yes, very nice. Yeah, male and female, yeah, very nice there. From there I was posted to Prestwick in Ayrshire in May of that year.
And what were your duties there?
That was... Atlantic... we received and sent messages from any traffic coming in from the Atlantic. Ships, planes, flying boats, which landed at Prestwick Airfield. Not the flying boats, of course, which was quite a large station.
And have you any recollection of any particular messages that you received?
Yes. SOSs, which were rather distressing, being bombed by German planes, and one especially from the hospital ship St. Andrews being bombed by German planes. What happened to it, I don't know.
What did you do with the message?
Passed it on to the controller, who passed it on to the Navy, who had already received it, thank goodness. They were listening out, and of course, naturally, the Navy at the station.
And this was an RAF base?
This was an RAF base we were stationed at, yes. And
where were you billeted?
We were billeted in the Queen's Hotel on the seafront in Prestwick. Very nice. Very happy there.
Did you feel a long way from the war?
No. No, the war was going on there over the Atlantic all the time with the convoys, and we had many messages from boats. I had to learn the CQ code, which was a marine code, which was received and transmitted by marine people, mariners.
Did you used to think about the messages that you received when you were off duty? Did it upset you?
No. We relaxed completely.
And how did you relax?
Dancing.
Where did you go?
Cinema. All over. Ayr, Prestwick, Troon, all dance halls.
How did you get there?
Bicycle. Everything by bicycle. All issues with bikes.
What sort of duty roster did you have?
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
What hours did you work?
Oh, shift work. Went on to three shifts. 8 to 1, 5 to 11. And the next day, 1 to 5. And 8 and 11 to 8 in the morning. And the next day was off.
Did you have any passes home while you were in Prestwick? To your family? In Folkestone?
No, the house was empty as that had been bombed, all bombed, and my mother was living in Cheltenham Way.
Did you have news of your brothers during the time? Were you keeping regular contact with them?
Yes. My sister was living in Scotland with her in-laws, and she'd had a baby.
Did you get to see her while you were there?
No, unfortunately. No.
So, while you were at Prestwick, did you have any contact with the Americans?
Yes. When we were in Prestwick, the Americans started to arrive, and they were quite a revelation. They're very nice, very smart, and very carefree. And would not take the instruction, as I remember having to instruct one who was flying at 800 feet to fly at 3,000 feet in plain language, that he wouldn't take instruction, as he was in collision with a mountain, on the Isle of Arran. He soon got up to 3,000 and was very much in touch with us then.
What sort of planes did they
fly? Oh, I can't remember. I think it would be 19... I can't remember. I think they must have been B-19s, is it? I can't recall. I know they were landing all over the place in Scotland, parts of Scotland. Yes.
Did you find them difficult to instruct to get them onto your airfield?
Yes. But that was the... They just landed where they could. There was only one guide, you see, and about 30 planes used to come in on a group, but they got dispersed, I'm afraid. So it was quite a job to get them all in.
did you see any of the female American pilots?
No, it was all male. Yeah.
And did they make a big difference to your recreation once the Americans arrived?
Well, we had the dance bands coming. Glenn Miller at Troon. It was very nice and lively. And I managed to get a Bob Hope's autograph as well, which I still have.
And he arrived from Prestwick?
I presume so, yes. You never knew who was coming in. You know.
Who else can you remember?
Oh. That's about it, I think.
Did you have high-ranking army officers coming through?
No, no, we weren't in the reception. We were just in the control tower. We didn't know who'd landed. And then in 1944, I was posted to Stony Cross in the New Forest, but I wasn't very happy about that because I had already met my husband, we married, and we were married for over 50 years.
You were married after the war?
Yes, yes.
And what did he do?
He was a radar mechanic.
And how did you meet him?
I met him at a dance at the Queen's.
Was he working on the same base as you?
Yes, yes, and used to come into the control tower to see to the radar equipment.
So you moved to Stony Cross?
And in a Nissen hut in the New Forest underneath the trees. But there wasn't very much RT work there, so I did this shorthand typing for the group captain.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, he was very nice indeed. Very nice man. Very nice. And after that, I was demobbed in the following November.
So, did you learn a lot of things while you were in the office of the group captain?
Not really. Not more than I knew, no. It was just shorthand typing then.
And
there was a surfeit of RT operators.
Did you have to go very far from your Nissen hut to get to work in the mornings?
No, I used to take a shortcut through the forest path from our Nissen hut, and you had to watch out for adders bathing and basking in the sun. I was a great one for shortcuts.
And what sort of rations and food did you have at that time of the war? What sort of rations and food did you have at that
time
of the war?
Oh, excellent. Yes, not too bad at all. No, quite nice. It was all in Nissen huts there. Or under the trees.
Did you have any special friends then?
No, not there. 20 girls in a hut, though. We had good fun with one iron stove in the middle and two doors at the side with a WC on one end.
Any particular girls stand out in your memory?
No, not really. No, no. All were good friends. We were all good friends. We had a good laugh.
Did many of the girls get involved with other servicemen at the time?
Yes, my next door.